Joining us is Trey Biddy, who covers the Arkansas Razorbacks for Hogs 247. Trey, good morning. Pat Smith and Landrum Roberts here on Jocks 94.5. We appreciate your time and just the overall mood of this Arkansas team, because obviously they feel good about where the season has gone, but they can get a big one if they're able to come to Tuscaloosa and get this upset.
Yeah, that's actually hogsports.com, not Hogs 247.
Hogsports.
They've definitely taken things up a notch. I think, you know, Vegas probably had Arkansas at about 5 wins. I think 5-7, and most Arkansas fans probably picking around 6-7 wins max for this team, or viewing that, you know, something that they would be satisfied, although that changes game to game what your preseason predictions are. But this is Alabama's always tough in Tuscaloosa. You know, Houston Nutt used to always say, you know, that ball don't bounce straight up and down, and crazy things can happen in college football. I mean, we look at a preseason top 10, and people are ludicrous if they ever project any of those teams to get knocked off by anybody else. But they all do. I mean, and a lot of times the guy that wins the whole thing has a loss on their record. So anything can happen in college football. Nobody's going to go in and predict Arkansas to go in and beat Alabama, who's favored by about 3 touchdowns. I think maybe 20.5 is the last I saw it at. But things happen in college football, and nobody predicted LSU would go down there and keep it to within 6 points. You know, nobody predicted Alabama would go to College Station and drop that game right after Texas A&M had lost to Mississippi State. So a lot of things can happen in college football, but nobody's going to predict Arkansas to beat Alabama, especially when it hasn't happened in Tuscaloosa since 2003 and hasn't happened just period in the series since 2006.
All right, so Trey, looking at this Alabama football team on the offensive side of the ball, the injuries on the offensive line, know they're thin at running back. Nick Saban actually trying guys at other positions to come in and see if they can maybe serve in a backup role if needed. Knowing all of that, maybe the inconsistency of Bryce Young and passes 20 yards plus, what do you expect Barry Odom, the Hogs defensive coordinator, to come in and try to force Alabama offensively to do?
Well, Arkansas has really changed up their defense game after game. They've been mostly in a three-man front against Mississippi State. They never brought a blitz. They just dropped 8 the whole time. Against LSU, they mixed up 4-man fronts and 3-man fronts and brought a lot more pressure. That's what I would expect them to do against Alabama, see more of mixing up 4- and 3-man fronts, bringing some more pressure. I think against a team like Alabama, you roll the dice a little bit and you hope you come out with more, you know, reward than punishment, I guess, for the risk that you take. So I would expect them to bring a little bit more pressure. Maybe try to follow some things that LSU did, because that certainly rattled them.
In regards to the fans and the expectations of this team moving forward, let's go ahead and say for next season, because what he's been able to do in the short time that he's been in Fayetteville, he's recruiting well, he's getting wins on the field. Where's the ceiling for Sam Pittman and this Arkansas team moving forward?
Yeah, well, I don't know where the ceiling is, but, I mean, obviously people want to see improvement year after year. I could see them possibly taking a bit of a step back next year, although the transfer portal can change a lot of things. I think that one thing that allowed Arkansas to take a step forward is that they had so many super seniors come back for their bonus year. I mean, you look at the linebackers, 2 of the 3 primary linebackers, Grant Morgan and Hayden Henry, are extra year guys, super seniors. Two guys that they brought in on the defensive line who had an extra year of eligibility, transfers from Missouri, who came to play their final year with their former coach, Barry Odom. Two guys who are starting for them. Their left tackle is a super senior. Their starting tight end is a super senior. There's a lot of guys like that where I felt like Arkansas could maybe overcome some of the challenges of facing 4- or 5-star type players for other rosters who might be like 19 years old and, you know, have guys leave early for the NFL. With guys that are 23, 24 years old, you know, I think there's in a lot of cases a lot of difference between a guy who's 23, 24 versus somebody who's 19 or 20. So I think that's really benefited them. But also in the same time, you know, I think people see this dramatic leap forward from where Arkansas was under Chad Morris to where they are now. But the thing is, Chad Morris was just a terrible, terrible head coach. And this team wouldn't follow him. They wouldn't fight for him. And, you know, we can talk about, like, Arkansas's level of talent compared to Alabama's or Auburn's or LSU's or whoever. But is there any excuse in the world for them getting drummed at home to Western Kentucky or to North Texas or losing on the road at Colorado State or barely beating Portland State. That is a team that doesn't believe or follow their head coach. And, you know, you can talk about Jimmys and Joes and X's and O's and all that stuff is very important, but it's not. It doesn't even matter if you don't have the culture right. And Arkansas did not have the culture right. They had more talent. I mean, there's not a kid who grew up rooting for Western Kentucky, living in Bowling Green his entire life, who would have turned down an Arkansas offer to go to Bowling Green or to go to Western Kentucky. There's not a guy out there who would have done that. And so that just shows you, to me, like, you know, how bad the culture was at Arkansas, and they needed somebody that they could rally around, and that's exactly what Sam Pittman has done. He's probably been the best fit for the state that Arkansas is in since 98 when Houston Nutt went to Arkansas, and they opened up 9-0.
Hanging out with Trey Biddy, hogsports.com, where he is the publisher, at Trey Biddy, where you can interact with him on Twitter, and he joins us on the Bud Light Hotline. KJ Jefferson, the Razorback quarterback, Trey, when you look at him, the beginning of the season, maybe the expectations of what he could do, where his limits were to where he is now, what have you seen with the maturation process of KJ Jefferson over the course of 10 games?
Well, I've always liked KJ as a recruit. You know, I think one reason he was a four-star recruit coming out was just because of his upside, not necessarily because he grew up on a quarterback farm with a personal trainer, personal coach, and all that stuff. He was very raw. He had a hitch in his throwing motion, but he was very productive in high school, throwing the ball and running. And since then, he's just, you know, matured physically and mentally. He's 6'3", 245 pounds. He's a very tough tackle. In fact, probably eluded five or six sack attempts from LSU on Saturday night, and was a big reason that they won the game, just him ad-libbing in a lot of ways, because they weren't having a whole lot of success running the ball. And I think they ended up with 141 yards, so they had some success, but a lot of that was him, and wasn't having a lot of success through the air. So a lot of it was just him, you know, buying time, ad-libbing, finding wide receivers downfield. He throws a really nice deep ball. He has improved a lot on short and intermediate throws. And, you know, the threat of him running is a problem for defenses. And it's not just breaking away or getting in the open field and running. You know, it's also at 6'3", 245, a guy who can plow over people for short yardage and a guy that can buy extra time and slip tacklers. So he's been probably a little bit better than what people had anticipated, although – for me, I always felt like he had a lot of potential if he could just get some things, you know, polished up from a mechanic standpoint and just continue to grow in the offense. He's really kind of come along at the pace that you would want to, coming in as a redshirt freshman, as a true freshman, playing a little bit, and then as a redshirt freshman, he got a start on the road at Missouri and played very well in that game, and now he's taking the reins. So it's been a nice progression for him, and he's able to play behind a very veteran offensive line that returns everybody from last year. I think they returned, what, 9 players on offense. So it's a good situation to drop a quarterback into. And, you know, he's kind of gone from that to being in a good situation to really being the situation.
In regards to what's left on the schedule in regards to college football and the Georgia Bulldogs, Arkansas played the Bulldogs earlier this year. Most people, hands down, are going to say that is the best team by far in the country. Is there anybody in the country that could give Georgia a ball game in the college football playoff or the national championship game?
Well, I don't put it past Alabama in, you know, any game like that. I think there's one game that you've seen where they played, you know, at a championship level for a championship where they've struggled in recent years, and that's been a couple years ago against Clemson. So I don't know that I would put it past Alabama to beat them. But to me, Georgia is right now playing heads and shoulders above everybody. Arkansas went there earlier in the year; it was their first true road game. I don't think that they were quite ready for that environment. They got off to a bad start. They had 2 false starts on their opening possession right in front of the student section. It just you know, with COVID and everything, they'd been on the road, but they're playing, you know, in front of 16,000 fans at most and stuff. So it wasn't really the same type of environment, you know, the first year as they experienced in that game. And I think that might have helped them a little bit also moving forward when they faced LSU last weekend.
All right, Trey, finally from me, when you look at this game coming up in Bryant Denny, and I don't know if you've released your official prediction, but how can you see this game playing out, and ultimately, who do you see coming out on top?
Right, well, I think Alabama's going to win the game. I don't think anybody, you know, any self-respecting prognosticator, I guess, would pick Arkansas to win this game, but, you know, you never rule it out again, you know. Things happen in college football, but I would probably go Alabama 41-20 right now. I think Arkansas will, you know, play well and have some moments. I just think, you know, when it comes down to it, it's Alabama and it's in Tuscaloosa.
Good stuff. He is Trey Biddy. You can find him on Twitter at Trey Biddy, where you can interact with him. Hog Sports is where you can find all the information. Trey, thanks for taking time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family next week, and enjoy the weekend.
Okay, you guys as well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Trey Biddy joining us on the Bud Light Hotline.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.